bale in front and the horses fasten onto that, and you use two horses generally just for that. And when you want to dump it, well, you just lift up on these things, or if you hit something, these things will dump, and you dump your dirt. Where a Fresno is larger, and it may carry a whole yard of dirt, couldn't it? I was thinking about it. And it has one long metal handle that's dangerous.
Does that have any name?
Normal Fresno? I don't know what it does. Anyway, you generally use a four-horse evener on that and put the four horses abreast, not one.
How big?
My folks used it when they were working on the road up there that comes from Buffalo.
Four-horse Fresno.
Yeah.
Did almost everyone have a Fresno?
Well, I suppose, yeah.
One or two.
Had to have them to clean out ditches and
level land.
Yeah.
What do they use now instead of Fresnos?
Cats and dozers.
Cats and dozers and road patrols.
And big land planes.
Yeah.
Land planes?
Yeah.
What you said, a road dozer? Is that what you said?
Road patrol.
What's that?
It's a
grader.
A grader that has a blade on it, and you can put it one way or the other, and they go along in the ditch maybe and bring it up, and it's just
the right term for it, a motor grader.
They didn't used to have motors. Dad used them with horses when he graded the roads up there.
Have you ever heard of a buck scraper?
No.
What? A buck scraper? Never heard that. I think that's what they may have called Fresnos in the East.
No, we don't.
A buck scraper. Okay, what about a gee whiz? Ever heard of a gee whiz?
Okay. Just a kind way of cussing, I guess.
How did they used to prepare the fields?
Plowed and leveled and harrowed and.
Okay, were there different types of plows?
Yes, walking plows and riding plows and double. What are those that tumble? Tumble bugs. Yeah. You go one way, and then you get the other end, and then tuck it over, and that way you throw the furrow the same
way. They call that a tumble bug?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes it got, Daddy used to use a single walking plow and walk in that furrow and keep the rain lines over his ear, and he's hanging on to the plow, and he'd get horses to go by moving his shoulders. Keeping them going, that's right.
Now, you said they use a harrow or anything to prepare the soil, I mean, to level it out. What they use after that?
A disc, I said.
A disc? Uh-huh.
A disc chops up it has sharp blades, and it chops up the sod.
Okay, and then they'd use a harrow after that, I guess. Mm-hmm. Were there different types of harrows?
Well, I can remember. Sometimes they'd use just a brush, which was a piece of iron or something, and then they'd have the willows cut, and they just put the butt end onto that and just use that, the branches, and they leveled lots of fields like that.
What would you call a boat with oars?
Rowboat.
Okay, and things you would use on a cattle or horses to
whip.
Persuade them? Yeah, a whip?
Whip.
Or were there different kinds of those?
Shotgun? What are some of the names for?
Bow whips. Strong whips.
Is his voice going in strong enough?
Oh, I need you to say those.
Bull whip and a shot whip and a quirt.
Okay.
Buggy whip.
Now, did he mention a shuffle whip?
Shot whip.
What's a shot whip?
It's that's loaded with shot in the handle.
I see. And a quirt is?
A quirt is a short. Yeah, that's a quirt. That's a horsehair quirt.
Okay, I've finally seen one now.
Well, and then over there's a bridle that the reins are braided into a quirt.
And did you have a, you mentioned a bullwhip, didn't you?
Bullwhip.
Is that the same as a black snake?